And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We're trying to track down Jim Hitchcock, DC, PhD, University of California, Irvine, developer of the Axon 2 sensory scanning. I added the idea of potentiometry that will pick up the recruited fibers of the A-delta fibers that synapse all the way to the cortex that regulate pain. I did research with Stu Donaldson for 7 years at the University of Calgary on surface EMG and electromyography and found a number of patterns. I'll bring on Stu Donaldson and, of course, also put together some videos and other material to explain our theories of pain, which are considerably more advanced in terms of how the pain interacts with the seven pain gates, the primary one being the Langerhans gate in the skin, the second, the dorsal root ganglion, the third, the ascending spinothalamic tract. These A-delta fibers synapse all the way to the subthalamic nuclei in the cortex. The C-fibers don't go all that way up. The A-delta fibers do recruit. We can pick up potentiometry changes so that you're seeing an actual potentiometry when you reach a certain threshold, indicating that you've identified a pain generator, which means you can talk about a spinal nerve root or a peripheral nerve and find out that some people will have a pain generator even though they don't have pathology, and vice versa, they could have pathology without pain generators, which is pretty important and pretty exciting. You can also cross-correlate that with digital thermograms, and the digital thermogram will show you perfect correlation with an Axon 2 scan. So when I see people that are having chronic pain, they need to realize that pain starts and is projected to the skin. Without skin, you cannot suffer pain, even if it's deep organs like bone metastases, broken bones, Glisson's capsule being stretched by a tumor or a benign abscess, or a parasite like a liver fluke. You have to understand that pain cannot exist. Pain cannot exist without skin, and that's a very interesting principle that virtually nobody in the medical profession in any country realizes. Now, of course, acupuncturists understand that. My son is doing his PhD now in Oriental Medicine at the Pacific College of Oriental Medicine, and Chinese have known this for many years. That's why acupuncture can change even your fight against cancer. It can change your fight against autoimmune conditions. It can change your fight against underlying illness because the electrical circuits and if you want to call it the chi energy as it flows through the body, regulates everything right down to your genetics, your ability of your immune system, even the ability to attack a joint is determined by electrical activity. And that's very important for people to start understanding that the electrical activity is prescient over even the epigenetic gene control. So I wonder, do we have Dr. Jim available? I don't think so. Well, let me give you a little information. Firstly, if you go to his website, axonpain.com, you can actually get his book available. It's available free there. You can also communicate with him if you want to find a doctor or a clinic in your part of the country or outside the country that's trained on the Axon scan that has a health professional, whether it's a physiatrist, a chiropractor, a functional medicine doctor, that's trained in Axon scanning so they can actually find your pain generators and either do, trigger point blockade or scleral blockade or other technologies such as infrared laser therapies, acupuncture, etc. And you can see if you do an Axon scan and clear the pain, you'll see the change in the Axon scan in terms of the physiology if you do a digital thermogram as well. So these are all technologies that are available right now that can help you determine what your pain generators are. As soon as you start taking external narcotics that affect the higher gates, the cortical gates, you actually make the problem worse because your skin, if it's gating properly, will make your brain release the proper pain-blocking materials, and that'll make a huge difference in terms of your pain. But as soon as you take artificial narcotics like fentanyl or steroids or even non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you actually alter the ability of the body and the nervous system to regulate the pain signals and the control of the pain, if you want to call it pathways. And because the medical system, in all of its forms, whether it's medical, surgical, or alternative care, including even chiropractic, I want to talk to Jim the other day. He mentioned that some of the chiropractors get it because this technology he's developed actually proves that, for example, if you do a lateral bending x-ray, you'll see the spinous process move in the opposite direction at the spinal levels, where there's a pain problem, and that the actual pain generator may be at a level above or below where you think the pain is, but you can see it on the actual lateral bend x-ray if you're looking at, say, a spinal level. So lateral bend x-rays, along with the Axon 2 scan, can identify almost immediately where the actual pain generator is, and there's only four structures that are innervated in your spine. The apophyseal joints, that's the little joints that take 3/4 of their nerves, sensory, adelta nerves. 1/4 go to the posterior annulus, the back of the disc, the ligamentum flavum in front of the spinal cord nerve roots below T12 to T11. It's all spinal nerve roots. And dura mater, the sheath around the spinal nerve roots. So 1/4 of the adelta nerves synapses are actually originating from those three structures, but 3/4 are in the spinal apophyseal joints on either side of the spine. And in fact, once you find the level, you can do an acupuncture treatment, a C-arm transfemoral nerve block. You can do a scleral block. I developed a special trigger point formula, which if people want to have their doctor contact me, I'll give them some basis of how to actually make that special formula for trigger point blocks using an acupuncture point finder to find the trigger gates in their skin. You just need a simple point finder. You don't need anything fancy. If you want to identify disease, in fact, I'm putting together a video and a protocol that I'm going to share with other doctors at the Academy of Anti-Aging and Environmental Medicine this year, because even allergic reactions or toxic reactions are, in a sense, learned by the central nervous system, and the body picks up the harmonic resonant frequencies, whether you're suffering from a Santa Ana or you're attacking a specific joint. It has to require an electrical circuit for that specific illness to occur, even the spread of a metastasis of, say, a tumor. So there's a lot more to the body, but ultimately the electrical circuits rule. And that's really important, and actually that even allergic reactions or disease, in a sense, is a learned response, believe it or not. Hard to believe, but it's true. So let's see. I guess he's out of the office sick. So let's bring on our second guest, and Jonathan. See if we can bring in Jonathan. I guess he's out of the office sick, so we'll get Jim back in at a different time. See if we can bring Jonathan back in early then. Okay, Dan? Are you talking about Jonathan or? No, I'm talking about Jonathan, our second guest. Jonathan. Yeah, Rothschild, yeah. Try to get him, yeah. Yeah, we always, as they say, it's almost like martial arts. If victim number one doesn't show up for the game or the battle, they always have a stand-in that can kind of show up at the mixed martial arts at the octagon. This is the informational and the truth octagon, both in health and other issues. And it is a battle, and people want to think it's not a battle. There's a battle for the truth, and there's unqualified people often make statements that are not supported by facts, evidence, or logic, and we're here there to battle them and put them down and put them into intellectual chokehold and make them realize that if they do come back with better questions, we're more than willing to listen to them, but try not to see that, unfortunately, our educational system has said everybody's viewpoint is valid, and that's not the case. If you're based on evidence, I don't care if you, quote, have qualifications or letters behind your name, you have a right to say something if it's based on truth, evidence, and logic. And that's really important. We respect that more than we respect numbers or how old you are. You can be a teenager with a good point, or you can be an elderly person that doesn't have any so-called qualified letters, but you just have enough experience to ask good questions and have good evidence. So that's really important. That's much more valid to me than the idea that maybe you have, quote, qualification letters. Experience counts more, and better questions count more. We're going to be joined in a few moments here by Jonathan Rothschild. Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, so he gave me an incorrect number there. Let's see, we'll have to get another number for Jonathan, too. Okay, so that sometimes happens with a quote or a bad number, and we will get that sorted out also. Now, what we're going to be talking about is we're going to talk about the glutenase and our gluten immune. There we go. And what the glutenase does is it's an enzyme that actually gets rid of gluten. It is very, very powerful, and the gluten immune alters your immune system so that you can actually eliminate the abnormal immune reaction. A lot of people that don't have necessarily full we call celiac disease and don't have we call anti-gliadin antibodies, they actually may have some form of gluten insensitivity or sensitivity syndrome, and it's a lot more common than you'd think that actually occurs. And so what we do is we have a lot of people with what we call irritable bowel syndrome. May even have distant things like swollen joints, blood sugar control problems, mood disorders, anxiety, depression. And it turns out a lot of it is cytokines generated from your gut. Steve Martin had an interesting movie many years ago, a comedy movie called A Man with Two Brains. Well, everybody's got two brains. They got a brain in their skull and a brain in their gut around the celiac plexus. And that second brain may actually... that second one may be actually a factor there. Okay, let's see if that those numbers help. We gave just a few more numbers here to get tracked down, Jonathan. The situation is when we're dealing with gut, if you actually are curious enough and rich enough, I can order the test to actually tell you your IgG and IgE antibodies. IgE are immediate, IgG are delayed. We can also measure your levels with a zonulin test through Dunwoody Labs, whether or not you have leaky gut syndrome or a sugar test called the lactulose mannitol test. These are all federally certified in tests done at top labs. And we can determine if you actually have a leaky gut syndrome, a food allergy syndrome, or if you get in what's called homologous antibodies, so that, for example, if you've got inflammatory bowel disease, you actually have a cross-reacting T lymphocyte that attacks the peptides that are identical from Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is a fungus that's used for growing, making bread rise, that actually is identical to the splenic membrane of your bowel wall, and your immune system goes crazy attacking it, thinking it's a foreigner when it's actually your own bowel wall. And that's the problem, is we have immune confusion occurred by food allergy, by gluten sensitivity, and it can have very distant effects. You can have behavioral disorders or even depression, or it could even trigger off autoimmunity if you have a gluten sensitivity syndrome and people are not aware of that. Or if you have already a child, say, with autism, if you get rid of their food allergies, you'll find their autism much more controllable than previously. So that's pretty important to understand that. The conventional medical system has no operative way of actually, number one, identifying the problem, and number two, dealing with it other than trying to use drugs to block things to the point where basically you become a zombie. You know, typical drugs used for pain are often ones that actually are anti-seizure drugs that turn you into a zombie and literally transform your brain so you don't think it's you suffering from the problem. And that's pretty significant. This situation with gluten sensitivity. So when I do a workup with somebody that has, we call it irritable bowel, hiatal hernia, small bowel overgrowth, food allergy syndrome, bloating of their gut, etc., first thing I recommend is we do, number one, start off with simple nutraceuticals first. Living probiotic, GastroHeal to heal the gut wall. We have a new nutraceutical now called NutriImmune 26Y that will fight against 26 pathogens. We can use two out of the three or more of our antipathogenics, Allicin Med, Nutridyne, and NutriSilver. We can add NutriDefense to boost your natural killer cell activity and block many pathogens. And the NutriImmune 26Y is really amazing. It actually will reduce inflammatory cytokines, help fight 26 major pathogens, including candida and other fungi, viruses, bacteria. And there's no toxic heavy metals or adjuvants in it. It's an avian immunoglobulin transfer factor complex. And we have Jonathan. Welcome, Jonathan. Thanks for coming on.
Sure.
Yeah. I want you to explain the NutriImmune, the glutenase, I mean, and the gluten immune new nutraceuticals that you developed, we've kind of private labeled. These are dealing with people that aren't necessarily celiac disease, but the number of people affected with gluten sensitivity is enormous. It's probably the vast majority of the population. And one of the interesting factoids is that the populations that develop Alzheimer's are only populations and civilizations and nations that eat bread. So in other words, sensitization of the gliadin fraction of wheat gluten and the presence of Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is a fungus that's used to actually make bread rise, and the S100 protein, which is virtually identical to a protein sequence amino acids on the gliadin fraction of wheat gluten, in the S100 neurofibrillar tangles of people that get Alzheimer's, the only populations that get Alzheimer's are those that eat bread. So there's a lot more to this idea of gluten sensitivity than just celiac disease, where you can find anti-gliadin antibodies. It's probably a major plague on our civilizations that we eat wheat-based gluten products, and that now that we've attached glyphosate, it makes them tens of thousands, if not millions of times more immunogenic to cause even worse damage. So let's talk about this for a moment.
It's interesting that you mentioned the immunogenicity of gluten, which is really the core problem. And we've evolved as a species because we've had so much wheat and grains in our diet. Bread is the staple, that we've become overly sensitized to it. This occurs when you have a preponderance of a specific grain or a specific agent in your diet that can cause this immunogenicity. And the idea of sensitization means that if you do not rotate your foods properly, you will eventually become sensitive to it.
Right.
Similarly, soy sensitivity, dairy sensitivity, and sometimes it's not even the individual themselves, but there's a jumping gene that can go across generations where children of parents who have over-consumed one specific antigenic protein will have that sensitivity. Now, the concept of desensitization means that you can have your gluten and eat it too if you become desensitized to it. And that means not having an immune reaction. And one way to do that is to have a very dilute solution of pure gluten.
Right.
And taking it under the tongue, and then you will not be as sensitive to it because your body will produce antibodies to it. So one way of doing it is to actually go on a gluten-free diet, then to introduce or reintroduce it in its pure state, rather than with hydrogenated vegetable oil and crackers, which makes it even doubly worse.
Right.
You know, people eat all these crackers and breadsticks and things like that. So you can actually desensitize yourself. Now, if you have a full-blown celiac disease, then, of course, this would not be recommended. But we're talking about a subclinical epidemiologic problem that affects so many people. And it's so interesting, Bill, that you were talking about Alzheimer's. And, you know, they're looking at neurofibrillary tangles, and they're looking at very strange mechanisms that have nothing to do with Alzheimer's itself.
Right.
And that's because they don't deal with the etiology. The drug companies look at it as, well, how do you reverse something that's already neurodegenerative?
Exactly, yeah. So you can say, if they get a magic molecule, they can make $1 billion. Right?
Right. And every Alzheimer's drug trial up to now has failed miserably with billions of dollars.
Exactly.
And they think that just attacking an amyloid receptor is going to be the answer. Well, it isn't.
Exactly. See you right there. We'll be right back with Jonathan and amazing information.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. You know, it's interesting. I talked years ago with Dr. William Ray, who set up the Dallas Environmental Health Clinic. And I've been doing environmental training going back even before I went to medicine in 1973 as a charter member of Greenpeace and an oceanographer and geneticist. What I discovered is that, in fact, you can cut the anterior forebrain bundle of mice that actually are trained to actually have a lethal allergic reaction. You actually terminate it by cutting this nerve bundle in the brain. So, in other words, harmonic resonant frequencies have to get to higher cortical centers to even produce a systemic reaction. And even in the periphery, if you use technology such as the QRMA and metapathia, now I have quantum technology for actually measuring the frequencies. A disease cannot exist without harmonic resonant frequency and literally a resonant harmonic circuit in the tissues. So, immunohomology is a big deal. When I did my research 37 years ago with Dr. Chung and Dr. Vujidani, who runs immunosciences in Los Angeles, we were measuring three major toxic chemicals that attach to different body proteins. I was looking at trimethyl anhydrides, a diesel fuel exhaust, which when they attach to pine terpenes, are probably the most dangerous photoactivated smog you can imagine, chemical. And then we have toluene diisocyanate that's used in fast-drying paints. At the time, they didn't have any separate air system, so these young men were getting cardiac conduction problems, Alzheimer's disease, bowel cancer, and other problems. And what they do is these chemicals attach to body proteins, and now I believe there's a number of things like pesticides, like for killing the Zika virus, glyphosate, which is universal now in Roundup, that's attaching to the glyphosate, attaching to the proteins, like the gliadin fraction of wheat gluten. And it's producing a lot of reactions we don't see because it's connected by two or three steps away to not only cancer rates, but autism, along with toxic adjuvant-laced, mercury-laced vaccines, and many illnesses, including diabetes. People don't realize diabetes is a free radical disease. It's not a sugar disease. I talked to Dr. Ron Klatz, who is the founder of A4M, a few weeks ago, and I said, Ron, and I wanted to ask him to see what his level of knowledge was, and again, even the medical doctors in internal medicine, family medicine, chiropractors, etc., they often think diabetics have low insulin when, in fact, they always have high type 2, but even type 1, when they initially recover, they get a non-physiological response, but their fasting insulin is perfectly normal in most cases. Most people don't realize the toxic immunogenicity of food proteins attached to toxic chemicals in our environment, like plastic bottles that are feminizing chemicals, radiotoxins like Fukushima or near nuclear plants, and toxic pesticides sprayed in our food, including genetically modified food antigens like Simplot potatoes they released this year, and toxic beets. These new modified proteins are much more immunogenic, and when they attach to chemicals, they become a lot more dangerous to induce immune homology against body proteins in different organs. So this is an experiment, and we have 324 million guinea pigs in America, don't we?
Yes, and cross-reactivity. You mentioned, for instance, toluene, which is a known carcinogen, and we have that in paints. And all these chemicals can create food sensitivities as well.
Right, well, that's how they work. They work by them attaching to the proteins. We now know numerically, we can actually do tests and studies on this that are going back now 37 years to Dr. Chungun Vujudani working on their PhD, and now Dr. Vujudani running immunosciences. This is not a theory. This is an ugly, nasty fact, and unfortunately, if you try to get through the regulatory people, like the people in the Senate and Congress passing bills, or the Food and Drug Administration, or the U.S. Department of Agriculture, you get dumb silence, and these people act boggled or think that you have, quote, voodoo science when it's actually based on immunotoxicology that can be reproduced in a laboratory setting that's not open to anybody's damned opinion. It's really sickening to people that dissuade science that they can do right in front of themselves with a specific protocol, and yet they'll call it voodoo. It's ridiculous.
You know, the chemical industry has done a lot of, made a lot of contributions over the years, and we wouldn't have, I can't say quality of life, but at least access to things that in construction materials and that have been useful. But they don't have the same responsibilities in terms of safety on long-term studies as you would with foods and drugs. And there's tremendous lobbyists in the chemical industry that doesn't want environmental medicine to have any impact on their ability to sell these materials.
Exactly. Like, it's in a Barbie world, things are fantastic in plastic. I have to say, no, not necessarily, Barbie. Back in a minute with Jonathan.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. go to apsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to apsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at apsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, Jonathan, let's go down through some of our amazing NutriMeds. One of the ones that I want to talk about to start off from the top, and we'll go from A to Z, is BladderUp. And this is a natural bladder control, whether it's uterine enlargement or prostate enlargement pressing against the bladder, or long-standing inflammation of the bladder, either due to, you know, gravel in the bladder or ureaplasma, ureolyticum infection, or low-grade, we call a stealth cystitis, like a Trichomonas vaginalis or a Candida cystitis. BladderUp's an amazing breakthrough, isn't it? It's part of my protocols for controlling bladder irritability, whether it's prostate in men or trigonitis in women.
Yes, it's not a sex-specific issue. It's more of a neurologic sense of urgency that people have. They may not even void the same fluid volume. And it's not a question of prostate enlargement or, as you say, in women, they have a specific issue. And as we age, we don't have the same control of our bladder. You know, it could be on a gradual state, too. And it's not a question of on or off. You lost your bladder function completely. So, and it's there's many effects from bladder irritability, including sleep. If you have to wake up several times during the night, you may not have the same level of sleep that you need.
Well, I'll give you another example of something that's medically induced. A number of men or women who have had major surgery, or if they've been in the ICU, say, in an induced coma for a week and they've had a bladder catheter in, a lot of time their normal neurological control of their bladder is screwed up for weeks or months. It's not easy to get it back either, is it?
No. In fact, any type of surgery, including orthopedic surgery, the shock of it, and as a result of having anesthesia, could result in a loss of bladder control. And it's very unpleasant to have to self-catheterize, as you mentioned, and having an indwelling catheter runs the risk of a nosocomial infection, which could lead to sepsis and even death. So, you know, that's one of the things in surgery, in post-op evaluation, they want to see if people can urinate normally. But let's forget about the overt stage of, you know, post-surgical bladder irritability, but look at subclinical gradual aging process where we do not have full bladder control. There could be some leakage. There could be intermittent lack of complete voiding, where one has to void multiple times in order to empty the bladder, and that's due to very often a neurologic signal where the bladder feels that it has to empty when it doesn't. And rather than trick the brain with some of these alpha reductase inhibitors, you can do something that is a nutritional physiologic agent that can actually soothe the bladder.
The other thing we often pair that with is Swedish flower pollen, which is a natural alpha-1 blocker. And 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day, we usually reduce the combination with the bladder up, tremendous improvement in bladder function without the need for self-catheterization. Then we often will try to knock out any pathogens and make sure they've had the proper medical investigations, because it's surprising to me that even the conventional medicine isn't done. I tell people if they're not getting better, you need to do, number 1, a urine culture, and you need to do a mineral analysis of the minerals to see if you're forming bladder gravel. If it persists, I want them to get a cystoscopy done by a urologist to actually push a cystoscopic scope and looks in the bladder, because you'd be surprised how many people have fine bladder gravel that you won't pick up unless you do an ultrasound. And if you do the ultrasound and say, oh my God, look at that. No wonder the person's got irritability. They've got these little gravel-like little spiky things sitting in their bladder wall pushing on the bladder. And it's surprising that the urologist doesn't necessarily do that test quickly enough, or that there could be a persisting infection that's hard to clear up, like ureaplasm or trichomonas or just yeast, because there's an abnormal tone between the urethra allowing perineal infections, say, in women to track back up the bladder. Or even in males, most people aren't aware that you can get chronic trichomonas prostatitis or chronic infections in the prostate gland, including Zika virus, that can cause bladder irritability because there's a chronic infection there. And it isn't necessarily the bladder. In men, it can be the nerves because there's cross-innervation. So you can have chronic prostatism that can cause bladder irritability because there's a chronic prostate infection. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, if you look at kidney stones and the oxalate, which is the most common calcium oxalate. Well, bladder gravel is somewhat associated with that, except you don't have an obstructive stone, but you have the residue that irritates the bladder.
Yeah, it's so, you don't need to have an obstruction. You just have to have something that irritates the bladder wall.
Yeah, and again, it's a sensitivity. These are very sharp objects, too.
Yeah, if you look at them and put it in your hands, ooh, you can see how those will hurt your bladder wall. I mean, they're little spiky little things. They're like, ooh, that looks ugly. Like a nightmare inside your bladder. Let's go look at some other things that we have here too that I think people should understand the power of them. One of my favorites is Synaptin, which is, I call, the little brother of our Cognition Plus. This is a very powerful brain, memory, alertness, reflex amplifier, Synaptin. And of course we have some other things that increase cholinergic activity, cytidine choline or CDP choline, the fat soluble thiamine, and uridine or uridine monophosphate. Now, if you know if you're a fast or slow acetylator based on your 23andMe, you can decide which one is better. If you don't know if you're a fast or slow acetylator, I recommend the uridine, because the uridine monophosphate requires acetylation. But whether it's autism or dementia or memory problems in a student, CDP choline, the fat-soluble thiamine, and the uridine or uridine monophosphate is essential to get your cholinergic pathways up for the hippocampus for your memory. And also, cholinergic pathways regulate hearing and sight. So those people don't realize if you give people CDP choline, you improve their vision, especially in senile macular degeneration, where they're not just getting loss of rods and cones, they're actually getting loss of neurotransmitters to transmit visual signals to their brain. So increased cholinergic pathways helps hearing and sight, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we have so many anticholinergic over-the-counter drugs without people even realizing it. They're using antihistamines, which have anticholinergic effects very often, you know, and they dry up the mouth and other things, so that people don't even realize that they're affecting the brain when they take these things for post-nasal drip or for allergies or for inhalant issues. And the anticholinergic syndrome has been justified as just a simple side effect, but it's more than a side effect because there's a cumulative effect, and that can actually contribute to dementia for people who take these things on a daily basis.
Yeah, you're talking about antihistamines or other anticholinergic drugs.
Right, antidepressants.
Yeah, no, by the way, beta blockers are anticholinergic too, aren't they?
Yes. I mean, look at how many drugs we have that do this, and it's just like...
That's why I tell people...
That is not the core mechanism of action. That is not why the drug is designed.
Right.
It's not what it's designed to do, but it causes a side effect that could actually be dangerous over time.
Yeah, and the cholinergic effect, by the way, anticholinergic effects of antihistamines, like, you know, over-the-counter antihistamines rather than our allo-blocker, Allergan, but beta blockers, for example, because they're anticholinergic, they have four effects on you, and I tell this in males. They make you stupid because they're anticholinergic. They make you fat because they lower your metabolic rate. They make you lose your hair follicles because, believe it or not, your hair follicles need cholinergic stimuli to actually grow. So when you knock out the cholinergic receptors, you actually can lose your hair follicles and you go bald. And they also have anticholinergic effects because part of the process of getting an erection requires cholinergic input to the vesicles that actually allow you to get tumescence of your male organ. So cholinergic, anticholinergic effects can actually cause impotence too.
Yeah, and there is a syndrome called anticholinergic syndrome. I mean, it has been shown in the medical literature that this exists, and yet it's ignored.
And, right, and so a patient says to the doctor, I can't tolerate beta blockers because I've had them before. For you doctors out there, don't give them to these people. They're cholinergically sensitive. If you do, you're going to have even more dramatic negative effects that aren't just the ones you want, like lowering their blood pressure. You're going to make them fat, bald, impotent, and stupid. And also, it may have effects that we don't even understand yet. But the problem is there's a whole range of drugs that are anticholinergic. And a lot of the toxins in our environment are anticholinergic too, right? So in other words, we have toxins that are making people stupider. I think we've
and
reached...
So the concept is to use cholinergic agonists, nutritional, physiologic agents that serve as precursor loading strategies, let food be your medicine. And
right.
the food sources so that your brain doesn't have to hunt for the precursors for which it can function properly. So you have it in your food, and that's why we suggest this kind of supplementation.
Well, years ago, you probably know about Dr. George Miroff, right? You know about Miroff?
Yes. He had a vitamin lab.
Right.
He
actually was up
there. Medicine.
Yeah, he used to work at Sloan Kettering and Cancer Research, but he was originally a Russian biochemist. This guy was a genius. Unfortunately, he was an atheist, too, which is also kind of stupid. And I had some good jibes at him about that. Well, he had a cardiac arrest in downtown Manhattan with a car accident. He said, all I saw was darkness. I didn't see anything. I said, that's what you see when you're an atheist.
Had a very good, very sensitive test for vitamin deficiencies.
Right, and also he would measure bioamines in platelets. And there are still labs that will do that, but it's hard to find them now. But you can measure bioamines in platelets because it's going to circulate through your brain, the platelets, and it actually picks up if your bioamines are deficient. And a lot of people don't realize a lot of syndromes, including mental deficiency or post-vaccine syndromes where the child's got autism. That's why your protocol, which I use all the time to increase cholinergic pathways, helps dramatically along with things like our Cognition Plus, Brain Power, Vinpocetine, the synaptin and the cholinergic pathways support like CDP choline, uridine monophosphate, and the fat-soluble thiamine make a huge difference. People don't understand it, that there's toxins in the environment and there's drugs. And to be honest with you, it would not surprise me that there's foods now that are toxically amplified that have anticholinergic effects. In other words, a lot of people don't realize that food has a positive effect on your biology. It can also have a negative one, especially if it's attached to toxic things like pesticides, like glyphosates, in wheat gluten gliadin fraction, that it actually can have very nasty effects on the body and cytokine levels that can affect other things like neurotransmitters and cholinergic pathways. So a lot of the illnesses we're seeing exploding, like heart failure and Alzheimer's disease and autism, might have a seat basically in adjuvant amplified toxins that have effects like in cholinergic pathways, for example, causing dementia and memory problems and early loss of your last few good clues. So I don't think people realize that the environment as we see as a whole is deteriorating dramatically, and that people need to realize that if you take these, even the research studies done by what we call holistic ophthalmologists know that cholinergic support is very important to maintain your vision or your hearing or your brain, your memory. It's a big deal. Interesting.
You know, we talk about senior moments where we can't remember something, and now we have cell phones so that we can look up what we forgot, and we're not using our neurologic pathways relating to memory as we once did. And there's no need to have a cognitive decline. There's so many things that we can do. Paying attention to diet, avoiding hydrogenated fish oil, not hydrogenated vegetable oils, pardon me,
right.
and other things that are in food preservatives.
Right. Yeah, the other thing is mineral deficiencies. We have the chromium organic cruciferate and the selenium. When I give people a protocol, for example, for hypothyroidism, we use our glandular thyroid. It's really important to get a high-quality organic selenium for the 5-prime-deiodinase to convert T4 to T3. And people don't realize the same way as chromium is so depleted in the soils now, it's one of the reasons besides the free radical load. For example, in my research in diabetes, and I'm going to publish my new level research, the diabetes is not a sugar disease. A lot of people, you can't say that. That's blasphemy, the diabetic blasphemy, just like 37 years ago was blasphemy to say based on the research of Dr. Kraft, and you can still do his test at Meridian Valley Labs in Seattle measuring a insulin response to a sugar load. Now, we're not just talking about sugar, but an insulin response. The fact is sugar can't attach to anything unless it's been oxidized by free radicals. So that if you take things like alpha-lipoic acid, if you take things to actually scavenge and grab the free radicals like our, you know, things like glutathione and things that get rid of a peroxynitrate radical and so on, that 95% of the resistance in the tissues of your body is skeletal muscle, and the reason why it's there is because of free radicals in your skeletal muscles. You lose superoxydismutase 1, and that's why we have to give you additional copper. In fact, the most important missing mineral in diabetics is not chromium. It's very important, along with vanadium, but the most important missing mineral is copper. Isn't that interesting?
Copper is also important in heart disease. Lysyl oxidase and ceruloplasm, all copper-dependent enzymes.
And by the way, you can't incorporate sulfur, which is a primary thing for superoxide dismutase and for glutathione peroxidase activity to get rid of homocysteine, unless you've got copper. And without the copper or zinc balance, and the usual balance is 10-1, like even in our minerals plus vitamins, we have to add extra copper if someone is diabetic or has a number of other conditions. And the copper Regenimax, which is the copper sabacate, is really important because people think, well, I don't need copper. You see vitamins everywhere, and they almost always don't have a special chelate, or we call sabacate, or form a ligand copper. And as a result, people are chronically copper deficient. It's just
and
not
they take a lot of zinc,
right.
And the
which knocks
the
it out.
The zinc ratio is affected when there's no copper at all in the diet.
Well, if you do a QRMA test or you do a PAC red cell test through Genova Labs through Atlanta, you can actually see that most people that have chronic illness like diabetes and hypertension and heart failure, they're copper deficient. Copper is the first one knocked out, not zinc, and it's in many ways more important because it's when you lose the isoenzyme of superoxide dismutase, which is dependent on zinc, copper, and the proper ratio, which is much higher. It's not a 10-1 ratio. It's probably like a zinc, copper to more like a 3-1. And so they have to add extra copper in order to counteract that kind of, how can I say it, the dictum that in most vitamin companies, they're basically a 10-1 ratio from zinc to copper. Copper's a big deal. It's very deficiently managed in people. Another one I want to talk about is D-ribose. This is converted to ATP. I'll often mix it in with our Sports Energy Light drink and our NADH tablets. In fact, I have a bottle of NADH here. So let's talk about these. They convert to the active high-energy molecules inside your cell. In the mouse model, they've shown in minutes, not hours or days, you can actually change an old mouse to act like a new mouse by simply giving them D-ribose and NADH. So let's talk about that when we come back in the break. These are neat molecules, and you can take them now, and they work instantly. You don't have to wait for an hour or 2 hours if you're an athlete. And they're totally non-drug, and they're not traceable, and nobody can say you're doping with D-ribose or NADH. You're just taking molecules your body likes. Ha-ha. Be right back, Jonathan.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants.
and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo. So much
and welcome back. And so, Jonathan, D-ribose and NADH, these are neat molecules. The research studies done, and they talk about life extension in mice and so on. If you take the NADH and D-ribose, which I have in my drink most times, and the NADH tablets, which I usually will take and put like one under my tongue and suck on it for a period of time, these are amazing. I mean, I just did one right now. How they will...
It's interesting as a model in medicine. Sometimes you go with some rare genetic disease and you see how a nutritional supplement may work for that, and then you can see how it works on a massive level, on a subclinical level. For instance, McArdle's disease, an inherited disorder, they use ribose for that to improve the exercise ability. This is an inherited disorder, which is somewhat rare, and it involves a myoadenylate deaminase deficiency. And, you know, adenosine is a key thing in exercise, so they're using ribose now, D-ribose, for post-exercise cramping, pain, stiffness, and, you know, on a subclinical level. So if something works for a rare genetic disease, it may also be very helpful in a subclinical thing that most everybody is affected by.
Exactly, yeah. So besides those, let's talk about some of the other amazing nutraceuticals. Ellagic acid. Now, in the ancient temples in Israel, you'll see at the top of the capitals, you'll see the pomegranate, which is a sacred plant. And it's interesting, pomegranate repairs DNA and actually has anti-cancer effects. But if you take the ellagic that we have from the terminology of Bulia, it has up to 300 times more ellagic acid as DNA repair. And it is what's called a pro-apoptogenic agent. Now, there's two effects of apoptogenesis. the maximum period of apoptogenesis is actually in the fetus in development, because it gets through old damaged tissues and replaced with new ones, so the fetus, the baby, grows. But it also helps to get rid of cancer. And it turns out that the primary genes that allow extended lifespan are the FOXO2 genes that actually increase apoptogenesis. So if you look at the old organs of someone like myself who has the FOXO2 genes, and let's say I'm 95 in, say, 30 years, my liver or my other tissues will look like someone maybe half my age, because if the cells start to get old or screwed up, the body just gets rid of them. And when you add ellagic acid, you amplify that apoptogenic effect, not only fighting cancer and genetic changes, but the actual process of aging is to get rid of old damaged mitochondria and old damaged cells. And so this is a major breakthrough in life extension and anti-cancer effects. Is apoptogenic, that gets either repairs the cell, or if it's beyond repair, gets rid of it. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the model that we work with.
Right. Then the next one I want to talk about is ferritin. This is iron 3, and I literally have been using this for 37 years since she introduced me to it many decades ago now, almost four decades ago. This is the only form of iron that will not constipate you. It is absolutely mind-boggling good stuff. Really is pretty amazing stuff, ferritin. I want people to understand that. Then one of my other favorites is our IBS care, which is a gut release form of carnitine that normalizes. I had a gentleman yesterday call me and said, "Doc, how do I deal with hiatal hernia?" I said, "You got to take IBS care to normalize the peristaltic movement, so your esophagus crawls into your abdomen from your chest. You have to take our gastroheal zinc carnosine, but you got to take IBS care if you're going to normalize that motion." Interesting, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, neat stuff. Yep. We'll have to have you back on to cover some more of our amazing formulas you helped me with over the decades, Jonathan. Coming up in hour number 3, Ryan Frace, and then tomorrow, first hour, CarePower University. Amazing guests lined up for you this week. You don't want to miss it. And I hope to have Dr. Ralph Holsworth on Wednesday. We'll see if he can make it. He is our expert on hyperviscosity syndromes with Dr. Sumi in Japan. The best information you can get anywhere is here on NutriMedical. Thank you, Jonathan.
Wonderful to be here.
Thank you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.